Warning. This program may contain language that could offend some listeners. Fur Affinity News is an independent production and does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Fur Affinity staff.
Hello and welcome to Fur Affinity News, bringing you the highlights of Fur Affinity and the furry art community. I'm your host, Two Griffin, and if you give me all your money, I might go away. Well, my little freaks, it's been quite a while since anyone last heard from me, and some of you may have been wondering what the hell happened. After all, I'm the kind of person who could wind up distracted for months if I found myself in a playground holding a harpoon gun. There's a rumor floating around out there that I started jerking off and just forgot to stop. That I've actually been continually doing the two-fingered tango for the last 9 months straight. Well, obviously, this is a completely ridiculous lie, and I can prove I stopped for about 15 minutes sometime in September to order more towels. I still have the receipt, although you probably want to wash it off before you handle it. For those of you who've been wondering where I disappeared to, the simple fact is I moved, which is what tends to happen when the town you're living in turns into a smoldering hole in the ground. Just look at Chernobyl. Not a whole lot of happening parties going on there, if you know what I mean. Over the last several months, the staff of FAN, in other words me, have escaped the violence and corruption in Detroit to find ourselves in sunny Los Angeles, California, where there's just as much violence and corruption, only it's slightly less brown. There are also more tacos, and hey, you can't go wrong with tacos. Unless, of course, you're buying them from a homeless Korean guy who's also selling half of a dog. We've been working very hard building a brand new top-of-the-line production studio in which to work on future projects like the new 2 Cent Show and Fur Affinity News, including the file you're listening to right now, which just happens to be the very first public work to come out of the new Ranting Griffin Studios for you trivia nuts out there. In a nutshell, we're sorry for being away. We missed you all very much, and we're very happy to be back now with new shows, new ideas, and new ways to defile everything normal people hold sacred. Since the test run of this show got such a friendly response, it was one of the first ones we wanted to bring back, and we hope we'll be here to entertain you for a long time to come. So, let's get on with it. The big news that seems to be on every furry's mind right now is Further Confusion, which, if you didn't know, started this Friday the 22nd. The FA journals are just slopping over with discussion of who's going, how they're getting there, and how much lube they're going to bring with them when they go. The chatter isn't much of a surprise since Further Confusion is the second largest furry convention in the world, but what has raised a bit of attention is the weather. For most people who'll be flying, this won't be an issue. However, word has it that some of the major highways leading to San Jose have been so dangerous to drive on, they've been closed. For some reason, the weather here in California has been unseasonably rainy, just in time for Further Confusion, and that rain is freezing into ice and snow in the higher elevations. Personally, I blame Jesus. But no matter the deity at fault here, if you plan to drive to or from San Jose this weekend, especially from Southern California, Oregon, or Washington, do yourself a big favor and check the road conditions before you leave. The highway you'd plan to take could be closed. It also couldn't hurt to bring some extra water and make sure your cell phone batteries are charged just in case you run into trouble. Now, to the other side of the globe, where we run into some problems of a different kind. As many of you know, there's a very healthy population of furries in Australia. Most of us North American furries have at least one or two Australian friends we like to talk to, generally to ask about what the weather's like on the other side of the planet and debate about who has the worst-tasting beer. They're good people, they throw a good furry convention, and they're very useful for contacting in the middle of the night to find out if tomorrow exists. We Americans love our Australian friends. But what many Americans don't know is that our Australian comrades are facing a rather nasty censorship threat from their own government. In December of last year, the Australian government decided to go ahead with a countrywide internet censorship plan that would place a compulsory ban on some sites and materials that the Australian government deems inappropriate for children. Now, as many of you know, no one cares for the welfare of our darling little children more than I do. And since we could never expect anyone to be bothered actually being a parent, no one is more thrilled that the responsibility of raising other people's meat maggots should fall on the entire planet. But the problem is that no one seems to know what sites will be banned, why they'll be banned, or who decides which sites are banned. But one thing is for certain, once a site falls under this massive Australian ban hammer, no one in Australia will be able to access the site no matter how old they are. And many Australian furries are worried that furry art could be deemed inappropriate by their government, which means that Fur Affinity would no longer grace a single mystery-stained, splattered computer monitor in the whole of Australia ever again. There's a growing number of voices who are speaking out against this censorship, and if you'd like to help, perhaps you could add your own voice as well. To find out more, visit the No Clean Feed website at nocleanfeed.com. Now on to some more disturbing news. Apparently, some of us furries have instigated some religious bigotry that some people are taking very seriously. Many of us remember the recently released movie Avatar, featuring a blue cat-like race of aliens called the Na'vi. Well, it appears there are now Na'vi Otherkin. That is, people who actually believe they're Na'vi inside. According to them, they have always had the spirits of blue CGI cat aliens inside their bodies, but only just realized it the night the movie premiered. What's more, these Na'vi are upset with furries. They claim we're not taking their spiritual beliefs seriously enough. For some strange reason, I just can't comprehend. A lot of furries out there are making fun of them. It's a mystery. And they also don't like it when we refer to their psychic link tentacles as hair penises. In fact, they're so upset, they've started a support group for their people called the Na'vi Anti-Defamation League. God, I wish I was making this up. I just have to say that I'm ashamed of all of you. I'm serious now. Just because a person makes a religion out of the last piece of fiction that gave him a boner doesn't mean we should make fun of it. After all, isn't that how Christianity began? Whether your creator is a god or the latest new tech lightwave beta release makes no fundamental difference. We're all still the same. Even though some of us are blue and have hair penises. The point is, just because their religion sprang forth in the joy milk from the man boobs of socially rejected basement dwellers during the last string of fall blockbusters, well, that doesn't mean they're funny or different. It just means they have special needs. Like pills. And professional attention. And friends. Well, I for one think we should respect these fine people's religion as we would any other. That's why I've started the People Whose Souls Were Created by James Cameron Fund, and I would like to encourage every furry to consider donating. You can find out more by emailing omfg@lol.whatthefuck. In the meantime, I'd like for every furry to visit the website of the Na'vi Anti-Defamation League and make an apology on behalf of the furry fandom. Also, please point them to this file so they can know that Fur Affinity News truly cares. And if there are any Na'vi listening, please remember these words of wisdom. If furries and the people who make fun of furries are all making fun of you, maybe you should consider the idea that there's something wrong with you! Hey, did you know that the United States Congress has been making laws concerning furries? No, I'm not talking about fun-loving sex perverts who just want their Saturday morning cartoon heroes to slap them and call them Margaret. I'm talking about real furries. You know, human-animal hybrids. It seems that Congress has taken a notice of the recent surge in genetic technology and has made some very definite decisions on how human-animal hybrids should be treated. In fact, if you visit the Library of Congress website, you'll find that a bill has been introduced to the House that, if made into law, would prohibit the existence of human-animal hybrids entirely. Personally, I was very curious about why the U.S. government would want to prohibit such a thing, so I looked into it. As listed on the bill, three of the reasons the government doesn't want these anthropomorphic critters around is 1. Human-animal hybrids are grossly unethical because they blur the line between human and animal. 2. Human dignity and the integrity of the human species are compromised by human-animal hybrids. And 3. The uniqueness of individual human beings is manifested in a particular way through their brain and their reproductive organs. Wow. Did they just say that humans are unique because of their junk? Sounds to me like what they're saying is they don't want hybrids around because, 1, they don't want to lose their bullshit mental boundaries of individuality. 2, another intelligent species might be able to prove they're all morons. And 3, they don't want other creatures around with bigger dicks than they have, especially if they have bigger brains too. Humans are just a big bunch of lovable, self-important jerks, aren't they, folks? If you'd like to read more about this bill yourself, you can go to the Library of Congress website and read the complete text by following the link in the description for this show. We'll be right back.
Hey there, this is Matthew Ebel, otherwise known as Hallie of Furpine, and you are listening to Fur Affinity News. In case you missed my shows at FWA and Megaplex, I wanted to let you know where you can get some of my music absolutely free. Yeah, free. As in, screw taxes, screw the layoffs, I'm getting something for nothing, free. All you have to do is sign up for my mailing list at MatthewEbel.com. I'll send you a song from each of my last three albums. If you like what you hear, of course, you can always get more at MatthewEbel.com or on iTunes, Amazon, or at one of my live shows. And speaking of which, I'd better get back to the studio. I'm working on new tunes for my subscribers right now. So once again, I'll see you at MatthewEbel.com. Oh, and did I mention free music? Yeah, I think you got the idea by now.
Ah! Hey, nice tackle, Steve.
Thanks. Say, Adam, your butt doesn't seem as firm as usual. Is anything wrong?
Oh, you noticed, huh?
Right away.
Oh, Steve, it's my local comic shop. They closed down, and the one across town doesn't carry my favorite anthropomorphic comics. I've felt droopy ever since.
Hey, you know, the same thing happened to me.
To you? But your butt's as firm as ever. How do you do it?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley Comics. They have hundreds of the best anthropomorphic comics, and you can order them all online.
You mean no more trips to the comic store?
That's right. Rabbit Valley will send them right to your door.
Well, that's great, but you know I like hentai, too.
Rabbit Valley has hentai. Books, art prints, games, toys, they have everything an anthropomorphics fan needs, and you can get it all online. Rabbit Valley accepts all the major credit cards, and they ship all over the world. Just go to their website at rabbitvalley.com, and you'll see how easy it is.
Wow, I can practically feel my butt getting perky again already.
Hey, with Rabbit Valley, you'll be a tight end in no time. Rabbit Valley Comics. www.rabbitvalley.com.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. And now it's time for the FAN Music Awards. The Best Music Award this week goes to Snazzy Piano Twist, written by Twitch Wolf. At first, this song almost seemed like a bit of a racket, with its droning, slamming piano notes. It's a single one note all the time. But if you give a chance, the song winds up actually rapping into something of an intricate spattering of notes and rhythm. I really like the wide spatial reverb that the artist uses after the intro. And while the song isn't very heavy in the melody department, the interlacing of notes and rhythm make for a very interesting song that you can actually groove to. The Romance Award this week goes to Malik and Karanath by Rabop. When can a piece of art with a large forest fire still be romantic? When there's also dragons in it! I'm guessing that these two dragons started this fire themselves so they could have something warm to cuddle in front of. Oh. Whatever the reason, it certainly is adorable, and they're very worthy of this week's Romance Award. The Cute Award this week goes to Sushi Shark by Lizard Beth. Yes, it's a shark, and by some weird heathen lizard magic unbeknownst to me, it's also really damned cute. Somehow. In any case, this shark really likes his sushi, as you can see, and the picture makes you want to just grab him and give him a big hug, and then he bites you and you die. But it will be a very cute death. The Hot Award this week goes to Hello by Rix. This is a rather simple picture of a wolf. It was certainly the hottest thing in my favorites list over the last week or two. Maybe you'll think so too, and maybe you won't, but it certainly wins the Hot Award this week. The Style Award this week goes to Two-Step Boomer by Dragon Drawer. Now, I'm guessing this picture is some kind of a kangaroo, and mostly by the title, I'm guessing that. Whatever it is, though, it's very iconicized, and that's the thing I really liked about it. It also has quite a few more colors than normal kangaroos would actually have. I can actually see this picture making a really good tattoo on somebody. So if you like kangaroos, tattoos, or just very stylized representations of either of them, then you'll probably enjoy this drawing. The Comedy Award this week goes to End of a Serenade by Tani Daryl. When you've got one female fox and a bunch of male ones, only one is going to win her affections, and the rest just fade. And then you get a picture much like this one. I personally think the fox was rather inventive in his methods, and hey, he wins! The WTF Award this week goes to Okay, Well, Yeah by Lugaroo. I do not know what the hell this is. I tried to make something up that would sound a little more encouraging, but in the end, I do not know what the hell this is. It looks like an album cover for a punk band, probably called the Technicolor Yawn or something. I think it's something puking, but it could also be flowers? The art is actually pretty cool, but the main thing that caught my attention was how much WTF fell out of my eyeballs when I first saw it. If someone out there knows what this is, you know what? Never mind. I don't think I want to know. The Best Prawn Award goes to Warmer In Here by Blotch. Who didn't see this coming? Blotch consistently makes wonderful pictures, and I guess this is just her week. I'm not sure if I'd really call this prawn, though. It's more like erotica, but when you see the picture, you'll see that even if it isn't prawn,
There's gonna be some happening in about 4 seconds, and I definitely think that counts for something. Finally, the Best Art Award goes to Falling Stars by Chaos Dog. This is a painting done in acrylic ink, and something I would think any lion lover would be thrilled to have hanging on their wall. The picture certainly has a spiritual connotation to it, as the media and technique give it a certain, very ethereal feel. I have to admit, I hadn't seen any of Chaos Dog's work before I caught this one, but you can bet I'm going to be keeping an eye on it from now on. Congratulations to Chaos Dog and all the other winners of this week's awards. Send them a shout and let them know they're on the show this week. And that should do it for the show. If you have any announcements about the furry world, whether it's a fur meet, a website opening, or any event relating to furry art, please send an email to 2@ranting-griffin.com. Also, remember the advertising slots are still open for you artists and business owners out there. That's all we have for you for this show. We hope you'll join us again for the next edition of FA News. I'm 2 Griffin, and your furry art tip for the week is never draw with the hand you jerk off with. It might get confused. See you next time.